very thankful for what has been offered up to this point. I think it's brought us into a very beautiful sacred space where we can know each other in a new way. I would once again bring wisdom from Swami Beyondananda, reminding us that laugh force is just as important as life force for opening the clown chakra. No, it's all important to have that that clown chakra open. I mean, when you're laughing, what chance does the devil have? I mean, you could even put your head in the lion's mouth like Katie was reading about. And the lion, if you were laughing, the lion would back off a little bit. So laughter, you know, it's really important. And I'm so glad we had a session a couple of Fridays ago on laughter here. And I try to do as much of it as possible in my own living. It's very important to keep that clown chakra open, but not only that, the crown chakra, to let what we've been talking about here, to let that beauty of being, that God being, come through into your capacities, to let what you serve, your highest service, to let that actually be reflected in the being that you are. That is so important. To know that is everything. And, you know, as some of you know, I went to Princeton Theological Seminary. I always make that mistake. But I went there for 3 years, graduated with a Master of Divinity degree. And at Princeton, it's a theological seminary, so you studied theology. And what does that mean? You are studying God. Theos meaning God, ology meaning study of. So you are actually studying God. You are getting to know about God. And there were various disciplines that you could major in. There was biblical studies. I took a year of Greek and a half of a year of Hebrew in order to translate much of the New Testament, which was written in Greek. There was also church history. You could study church history for your 3 years there. There was also pastoral theology, where you learned to coach people and conduct marriage ceremonies and baptisms and all of that. There was world religions, studying the various religions of the world, getting to know about God in that way. And there was what I majored in, which was preaching. Yeah, you probably are not surprised to hear that. I probably sound like I'm doing that right now, preaching. But all of these ways of getting to know about God. And there was something in me that told me that I really wasn't getting to know God. I was, by getting to know about God, I wasn't really getting to know God. Maybe that's why I spent much of my time at Princeton simply playing table tennis. There were some amazing players at Princeton. I mean, there were Japanese students, Korean, the Philippines, China, and we had tournaments there, and I'm proud to say that I was able to emerge the champion of the seminary for the last 2 years that I was there. So thank you. But it's because, you know, I felt that my studies of God were not just, they weren't acquainting me with God. And another thing that was very current at the time at Princeton, it was kind of initiated at Princeton, by one of the professors there. It was called the God is Dead Movement. And I really resonated with that while I was at the seminary. And Richard Shaw, one of the primary professors there, he's the one that started that movement. Maybe he was sensing the very same thing that I was sensing, that the God of traditional Christianity that you studied about, that just wasn't cutting it. It wasn't getting you really in touch with God so that you could really know God. And that's why I resonated with that. Maybe that's one of the reasons why when I went to be ordained after graduating from seminary, the committee of ministers that was responsible for my ordination refused to ordain me. They probably remembered that I had resonated with the God is Dead movement while I was at seminary. Anyway, it wasn't until a couple of years after seminary, in the chaos of my life as a New Left activist and later as a New Left hippie activist, that I came into contact with Sunrise Ranch and Emissaries of Divine Light. And when I came to Sunrise Ranch, I was quite amazed by these people. They were not studying God here. There was not that kind of conversation. There were not textbooks that people were looking at in order to find out knowledge about God. There were people who were actually knowing God, actually expressing God in their living. And that is what drew me here. I thought, well, God, all of those years in seminary, knowing about God, what good did that do me if I didn't really know God, if I didn't really have the capacity to express God? And that's what I found here. I found people expressing the qualities of divine character. And that's how you come to know God. One of those qualities, of course, is integrity. Do you think God has integrity? Certainly does. Well, if you express that quality in your living, then you begin to know that aspect of God. You begin to know God at that level. Do you think God has nobility, regal dignity? Of course. And when you express that in your living, you begin to know God in that way. Do you think God is generous? Generosity. Of course, God is so giving. And I saw people who were here who were giving, so generous. And when you begin to express that quality, you begin to know yourself as God in that way. You think God is punctual. Definitely. I found people here who were showing up for dishes, who were showing up for services, always on time. I don't know that that is quite as much true now. I certainly hope so. But God is punctual. God is not late for these things. And if you are punctual, if you show up on time, then you begin to know God in that way. And so all of these qualities of God that you begin to know as you express these qualities of divine character, and it's no longer a matter of knowing about God, it's coming to know God in the very depths of your being. You are a living, breathing demonstration of God being on earth, God in action on earth. You are letting that which you serve come through the crown chakra, the pineal gland, into your capacities of body, of mind, and of heart, letting that stream through into your living and experiencing that in yourself, but then also experiencing it in relation to other people. I think that's why we had such a glorious time together on Sunday, because we were letting that knowing of God come through in that beautiful way. And I sense that's what we're experiencing right now. We're letting that knowing of God deep within ourselves come through and meet the angels in one another. And so there's a whole room full of that kind of knowing. Wow, what a glorious experience. I'm so happy to provide something of a focus of it.